Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Biden and Putin got on a video call. Stephen Colbert said, makes sense. The only way to resolve a delicate situation that requires crystal clear communication is to have two old men on a Zoom. Colbert said, we don't know the results of the call, but Biden made it clear if Russia invades, the U.S. and our allies would respond with strong economic and other measures. Uh-oh. Colbert added, I know we're trying to avoid a hot war here, but those are some pretty vague threats. So if you throw a party when your mother and I are out of town, we'll respond with strong reactions and emotions, TBD. Jimmy Fallon chimed in saying, Biden held a big video call with Putin that lasted 2 hours, and like most two-hour meetings over Zoom, Putin was like, this could have been an email. Gordon, Biden warned Putin if Russia were to invade Ukraine, Putin would feel, quote, economic pain. I like that Biden is talking like a professional wrestler from the 80s. Seth Meyers chimed in. President Biden held a virtual meeting. You know the setup by now. Though it was weird that they decided to do it in the metaverse. Fallon, Zoom meetings with Putin are pretty interesting. Some people go without pants. Putin just goes without a shirt. Space background, too. Trevor. And a video chat is a tough way for both these guys to do diplomacy. I mean, especially because even when he's in person, Biden talks like he's got a bad connection. That might win the day. Fallon, on the bright side, it was the first time Putin could see Biden on camera when Biden actually knew he was on camera. Bill Burr was on the Pat McAfee show recently. He shared his take on why he does not lose sleep about being canceled. Burr said, there's a time to be irreverent, and it's also a time to be empathetic, and you have to know how to do both. These people that are on the extreme right and left, I think, only represent about 15% of the population. Anytime you're hardcore extreme, you inevitably become intolerant. I just feel like 85% of the country on the right and the left is kind of sitting there wondering when dad and mom are going to stop screaming at each other. The thing is, I don't do anything in my act that's malicious. I'm not going to go out there and hurt anybody, but like, I also have the right to say whatever I want, say it in the way I want to say it. I'm not saying I've never made mistakes, and most times, I know you've tick somebody off, you make somebody cry. If they come up to me and they have a legitimate thing, then I'll apologize to them. But I'm not apologizing to a bunch of effing people because they just told a joke at a show that they weren't at. This whole thing with the comedy albums and the streaming services, it's getting really interesting. Vulture did a recap of it, but in their article, they included some specifics from comedians, which I found interesting. Kyle Kinane released a screenshot of all his streaming earnings, saying the average was $2,000 a month. Kyle said, if you think I'm even a remotely famous comic, think about the folks that are grinding it out with just live shows and streaming income to lean on. Eddie Pepitone told Vulture, like a lot of creative artists, stupidly, I'm not great at business. I'm like, oh, I'm getting royalties for my stand-up. I thought that meant I was getting paid for my written word. Then I come to find out we're not. He adds that streaming is a decent supplemental income that particularly helped in the pre-vaccine COVID era. He's a little ticked off at Spotify, saying, for them to pull down all our work, it's so nasty, it's so corporate, it's so F you. I mean, is there a bigger F you than here's your holiday gift from Spotify? Also, who do they get to work on Thanksgiving Eve to take all this stuff down? That's not a great job either. From the Daily Star, a heckler who was laughed out of a comedy show forgot her mom when she stormed out of the room. Comedian Kevin McCaffrey was doing a show. He decided to confront a woman who had been shouting through every comedian's set that night. In the clip, a blonde woman raises her hand to speak, and Kevin says, no. He adds, I guess it's progress. You raised your hand. The woman says, is it funny to be an a-hole? Well, nobody thinks it's funny when you do it. What'd you think was going to happen here today? Did you know that the comedians were going to talk? Does it not help when people interact? No. The laughter from the audience gets to be too much for the woman. She gets up to leave. After complaining she spent $20 on the ticket, Kevin tries to give her some cash. She throws it back at him. He then jokes that that makes him feel sexy. The woman marches out of the room, then returns moments later realizing she forgot her mom. The mom also calls Kevin an a-hole. The woman says F you to the stunned audience. Now, here's where it gets worse. Since he shared the video on November 30th, Kevin has revealed on Twitter he's been receiving death threats. He tweeted, the fact that I'm currently getting a lot of death threats from one person slash several profiles is, if you know me at all, pretty funny. He shared screenshots of the disturbing messages, which read, I hope you effing die, and called him a worthless piece of S. Someone who knows how to handle hecklers is Jimmy Carr. Nice segue, Johnny Mac. He's got a new special coming to Netflix on Christmas. Hey, Americans, will you get down with Jimmy Carr already? I mean, come on. The man's awesome. He jabbed an anti-vax member of his audience with a killer punchline about the coronavirus shot. In a preview of the special, Jimmy Carr says, let's talk about the controversial thing, the vaccine. Who's not going to take the vaccine because they think it might be dangerous? Raise your hands. A bunch of people raised their hand, and then Carr said, now take that hand and slap yourself in the effing face. The spread of COVID was directly linked to how dense the population is, and some of the population are really quite effing dense. Jimmy Carr, his dark material, Christmas. Concurrently, Jimmy Carr will learn how to be less mean in a new Channel 4 series that gives celebrities an image makeover. Chortle says, Jimmy Carr will be on Celebrity Rebrand. Did you see the People's Choice Awards happened? I had no idea they were about to happen. And I was like, oh, my mom wants to watch something. What's on after The Voice? People's Choice Awards, done. These are awful. Like, really, really awful. I don't know who's picking. The people are. Hey, people, you're terrible at this. Like, really, really terrible. The People's Choice Award nominees for the Comedy Act of 2021 were Trevor Noah for the Back to Abnormal Tour, good choice. Bo Burnham's Inside, good choice. John Mulaney, have you heard of him? Do people like him? His tour from scratch. Phoebe Robinson's Sorry Harriet Tubman. Hasan Minhaj's The King's Jester Tour. Ali Wong's The Milk and Honey Tour. Marlon Wayans' You Know What It Is Tour. But the winner, Chelsea Handler, Vaccinated and Horny? Really? Who voted? Oh, there's more, don't worry. The comedy movie of 2021, the nominees are Coming to America, He's All That, Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, Jungle Cruise, these are comedies, I guess, Space Jam, A New Legacy, who even nominated that? That was terrible. Thunder Force, Vacation Friends, your winner, Free Guy. I guess, out of that list, I don't know what should win. Coming to America, just so we give Eddie Murphy a thank you for doing it. I don't know. The comedy movie star of 2021. I want to throw something. You ready? Your nominees are Eddie Murphy for Coming to America, Emily Blunt, Jungle Cruise, Leslie Jones, Coming to America, Melissa McCarthy, Thunder Force, Octavia Spencer, Thunder Force, Ryan Reynolds, Free Guy, Selma Hayek for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. But who do the people vote for? Noted comedy star Dwayne The Rock Johnson for Jungle Cruise. What are we even doing? The comedy show of 2021. Your nominees are Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Okay, we could vote for that. It had a nice 9-year run. Grown-ish. Only Murders in the Building. Sure, who doesn't like Steve Martin? Martin Short. Saturday Night Live has had a couple good seasons. Ted Lasso. Everyone loves that. The Upshaws. Not sure what that is. Young Rock. Is The Rock going to win? No, the winner is Never Have I Ever. Never Have I Ever Seen This, created by Mindy Kaling, airs on Netflix. Seems like it's for the youths. I'm going to sit up here on Old Man Mountain and be cranky as I tell you about the comedy TV star of 2021. Your nominees, Andy Samberg. He's in the Mac Pack. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we could vote for him. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Who doesn't love The Rock? He already won some stuff. Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. We're going to vote for him, right? Nope. Kenan Thompson, SNL. Nope. Steve Martin, legendary. Nope. Wanda Sykes. Nope. Yara Shahidi for Grown-ish. Nope. The winner, the comedy TV star of 2021. Obviously, Selena Gomez for Only Murders in the Building. Of course. The nighttime talk show of 2021. The nominees are Every Show You've Ever Heard Of, Sam B., John Oliver, Seth, Trevor, Gordon, Colbert, Fallon. The winner, Jimmy Kimmel Live. All right, at least that one was a good choice. From The Hollywood Reporter, Universal's comedies Strays has found its barks. My former co-worker Jamie Foxx will star alongside Will Ferrell and Will Forte. This is a live-action slash CGI hybrid adult-skewing comedy. In Strays, we follow an abandoned dog who teams up with other strays to get revenge on his former owner. Will Ferrell plays the abandoned dog. My former co-worker Jamie Foxx is one of the pooches who befriends Will Ferrell's dog. Will Forte is that nasty human owner. And from in the AV Club, in the not-too-distant future, Mystery Science Theater 3000 will return. They announced this via the Gizmoplex Kickstarter. MST3K's 13th season will force 13 dreadful movies upon returning hosts and bots Jonah Heston, played by Jonah Ray, Tom Servo, Baron Vaughn, and Crow, Hampton Yunt. Do you want to know what the movies are? I can tell you. Santo in the Treasure of Dracula, Robot Wars, Beyond Atlantis, is that a sequel? Munchie, Dr. Mordred, Demon Squad, Gamera vs. Jiger, Batwoman, The Million Eyes of Sumeru, The Shape of Things to Come, The Mask 3D, The Bubble, and The Christmas Dragon. This one's not on Netflix, though. Joel Hodgson moved operations to the platform known as the Gizmoplex, so you'll have to watch all these online. If you like beer, boats, and biology, you might be listening to Submerged with Dan Bublitz. What did you think I was going to say? Submerged podcast. Dan Bublitz sits down with comedians, artists, and everyday people that submerge him into the things they love, sharing their passion for topics such as pop culture, hobbies, science, sports, and much, much more. Every week, Dan is joined by a new guest to share their obsessions, to learn something new. Let's see what Dan's up to this week. Episode 6, Get in the Ring with Alex Jaffe. Superfan Alex Jaffe shares his love of wrestling. Alex talks about watching wrestling as a kid and driving to wrestling shows as an adult. He especially loves hardcore death matches, and Alex shares a story about how he brought a vicious weapon for the wrestlers to use in a death match that ended up stopping the show. Alex also talks about collecting wrestling memorabilia and tells us about some of his most prized pieces. There's a lot of cool wrestling memorabilia out there, so this is a solid episode. Submerge with Dan Bublitz Jr., a new episode every Wednesday, available now on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, all the other podcast platforms as well. Have you been on the Facebook group? It's called Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Shannon went on, and Shannon used it perfectly. Good job, Shannon. Thank you for listening to the show. Shannon posted on Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Last night, I went to a David Sedaris event. He's not a comedian. He's a humorist. But by God, we NPR nerds were excited to be out and about. Hearing his funny stories, the laughter was practically constant for 90 minutes with almost no clapter. Good, good, good. Good laughs is a good thing, right? Enough of the clapter. He's on tour in the U.S. through May. Shannon, thank you for sharing that. If you were on the page, so I had promised I might do an episode about Mitch Hedberg. I did record the episode about Mitch Hedberg. I will drop it on this podcast feed at some point. I'm not being coy here. I'm not playing games with you. I just recorded it because I felt like talking about Mitch Hedberg, but I don't need the episode right now. I am like booked through to the end of the year. And I do keep a stash of like 4 or 5 extra episodes in case I get busy or get sick or travel or something. So it's just sitting there in the queue, and someday you'll hear it. But if you can't wait, if you really want to hear me talk about Mitch Hedberg, you can do a couple things. One, go to the Daily Comedy News Facebook group. I made a video. Well, I made like a half-ass slideshow is what I made. There's a program called Descript. That's what I've been using to edit the show lately, and I've also been using it. It's got this great feature where you can simulate your own voice. You haven't noticed. Every now and then when I'm cleaning up the show, I'm like, oh, I misspoke. What I can do is I can go to the transcript and I can replace the words by typing new words, and it synthesizes my voice. If I use it too long, you'll notice it. You know what? I'll drop an example of it in right here. This sentence is being voiced by the synthesized voice. Okay, but this is back to me live. But again, if I use it for like 1 or 2 words, you'll never know. The technology is so cool. So they also have this thing where you can make videos based on your transcript. I'm like, let me play around with this. So I took the Mitch Hedberg audio, and I just took some pictures of Mitch and added it to it, but turned it into a video. Part of what I'm trying to do is see if I can goose the Facebook algorithm a little bit and get some more promotion for the show. Long story long, if you want to hear me talk about Mitch Hedberg right now, go to the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News group, or go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. It's there too. And while you're there, I want you to throw $5 in the tip jar so I can buy a coffee. You know, that's how this works. Lane Spurkus, and Lane took me up on my request yesterday that you all share the show on social media. Lane, I saw what you did. Appreciate it. And he writes, and by the way, your Mitch Hedberg impression is pretty good. Well, thank you, Lane. As I said to Lane back on Facebook, if you listen to me doing Mitch back to back with actual Mitch, it's not close at all, but if I do it in the context of me just slipping into a joke or slipping into the, all right, Mitch Hedberg, if I just slip into that really quickly, Mitch has a particular diction. If you change speeds and you tag on an, all right, you can get away with it, but it's not really a good impression. But thank you, Lane. From Vulture, you know that show The Boys about the superheroes? It's one of those if superheroes were real, but it's pretty good. Well, they've decided they need an animated spinoff series. I don't know why. Sure, why not? Diabolical is set in the Boys universe. Why am I telling you about this? Because of who's going to voice the characters. Awkwafina, who, by the way, can I get a Shang-Chi director's cut edition that somehow eliminates Awkwafina from the entire movie? Would I be bad if I wanted that? Alana Glazer, Andy Samberg from the Mac Pack, Seth Rogen, they are all contributing episodes. A suit says, You think the boys is nuts? Wait till you see this. That is a try-hard quote, man. Whew. From Variety, Veer Daz is going to develop a country music comedy for Fox. We should just cancel this now, guys. It's titled Country Eastern, a single-camera show. It has received a script commitment with a penalty attached. The show is about a young wealthy man from India who restarts his life in America with his family. While attempting to rebuild their lives in Memphis, Tennessee, he decides to pursue his passion and become a country music singer. Only problem, he's bad at it. Really bad. He's going to have to gain some life experience in the States if he wants to have something to sing about. That's called a sketch. That's not a whole sitcom. That's not going to work. Cancel this now. Daz is attached to co-write and executive produce. This thing's got a bunch of executive producers attached to it. One of them, about to be mentioned for the third time on this podcast, Mac Packer, Andy Samberg. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what I do here, throw $5 in the tip jar at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, or you can actually hit a tip jar on Good Pods. See you tomorrow.